Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with Vampirella. So let's go ahead and get started with Holy War, Part 1. Cover by Lewis Small Jr., Rob Stoll, and Jonathan D. Smith. Shh! Whisper, who dares? Vampirella is saying her prayers. I saw you in church. Did you? They say the world will end soon. Do you believe it? They say the oceans will dry and the stars will fall and we'll all die of thirst. So you'd better be quick if you want to catch me. Ha ha ha! Flying into a storm of wings and bites and kisses. Bloody surf froths on the rocks. Circe first, then Satyr sets. In the hot infrared twilight of Draculon, it begins to rain blood. Another perfect night begins. Draculon? What's Draculon? Bishop? I'm afraid that's classified. At least the transfusion seems to be working. The supervirus our enemies dosed her with is succumbing to the alien antibodies. But what about the White Bishop? Oh, excuse me, there's some more here. I have to return to the box. But what about the White Bishop? A tech team is en route to convert his vehicle and perform the standard space-time subtraction procedure. Contact me as soon as she recovers. Rome. Your plan was foolproof, and yet she escaped? I have to tell you that His Unholiness is not pleased with your performance, Von Christ. First of all, Monsieur... Scarlatti, our enemies happen to be more resourceful and organized than we were led to believe. I will assume full responsibility for the men under my command, but what happened was unavoidable. We were dealing with highly trained fanatics. We were completely unprepared. This kind of sloppiness is becoming too typical of our American operations. Here in Rome, we expect certain standards to be kept. May I tell you something? I am not an American. I am a German, and I inspect accurate information from your people. For instance, why did no one see fit to inform us that the opposition had somehow found strength to claw its way back from the defeat we inflicted upon them in the Bloody Sunday Massacre? I seem to recall turning 35 of those stainless brides of Christ into vampire whores for our order. It was a particularly satisfying time in my life, but I had no desire to repeat it. Ka-chack! Chack! The very last thing I expected was that your people had somehow allowed our enemies to regroup. Right under their Roman noses. You sit there like a pig in its own filth and speak to me of standards. Why were we not told that the Sisterhood was still active, Monsieur Scarlatti? You get Vampirella and the girl. I'll save some sinners' souls. Pass Vobiscum, sucker! Ah! Wunch! Fist! Ah! It's burning! Get it off! It's burning through my... It was pathetic to watch. Croom! The smoke canisters they used were laced with a garlic extract. My men were choked and blinded, reduced to helplessness. You're Dixie, right? We're on your side. We're getting you out of... Watch out! These women or their masters are very creative. No problem. Is Vampirella still alive? I think. Ugh! Blood. Need. Blood. I don't believe the cross has been used quite so inventively since the days of your Roman ancestors. Yes, but what exactly were you doing at this point, Von Christ? As I explained, I had placed a control collar around the neck of the child of Don Fittoni. Electrical nerve stimulation compelled her to obey my every command. Jump! Ugh! I was making sure the collar still worked. No! And whittling down the opposition. Mary, Mother of God, I don't believe I'm doing this. Ugh, sick. I'm sick. We'll meet again, my dear, and on that day I will make you crawl and lick the blood of your sisters from my boots. Chomp! And I'm Brittany. Fly me. Quum! Goodbye, baby, and amen. Yeah! Within moments, the nuns had destroyed our transport, killed our soldiers, and escaped with our prisoners. Ugh! And all this from an order that should no longer even exist, Monsieur Scarlatti. I must concede that if I hadn't made it to the cockpit, the operation would have been a complete failure. Fortunately, by some miracle, I was able to take control of the helicopter long enough to aim it towards a child's play area. Small mercies, I'm sure you'll agree. Yet you failed to bring us Vampirella. And may I remind you, we are not in the business of child genocide, Von Christ. Too bad. I happen to be an expert in the field. These outrageous acts simply draw attention to us. You are not in America now, Von Christ. Any more of your showbiz idiosyncrasies, and I will have to cut you into a million pieces. And I will rise again and find you and kill you and every member of your bloodline. Be thankful I am on your side, Monsieur Scarlatti. I am Von Christ. I will expect you to overlook my idiosyncrasies in the future. Vampirella is here, in Rome, with the Sisterhood. I took the liberty of hiding a tracking device in the Fatoni girl's collar. Ugh. I don't know if I'm supposed to pray to Jesus to make a vampire get well. It seems kind of blasphemous, but I guess I should try anyway. I'll take over here. Sure. I guess I should. They want you downstairs so that Dunstan can take that collar thing off your neck. Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to figure out how that was being said. She says, I think. Don't worry. She got a transfusion from the blood supply the bishop brought in. They have gallons of the stuff if she needs it. Take the stairs on the right. Thanks for saving me today. All in a day's work for the ladies in red. And you'd have chewed my butt off if I hadn't, Reverend Mom. It's weird. I forgot all about the DEET collar. Alert your people, Monsieur Scarlatti. Prepare the offensive capabilities of this building. I will show you showbiz. Oh, no. Ugh! Dixie! Hi. Showers are down the hall. The blood's at body temperature. Vampirella! Vampirella! Where did all this blood come from? This is like being... Vampirella, we lost the girl. Dixie, she's gone. The Sisterhood has existed in one form or another within the church for 800 years. This convent selects the best physical specimens and instructs them in state-of-the-art vampire-killing techniques. In our heyday, during the Inquisition, we had several thousand sisters. Now there are only 23. That's all I need. You're welcome to come along if you think you can carry a couple of gallon tanks of holy water. You can't talk like that to Mother Superior. I'm sure she thinks she can do what she likes. She's practically invulnerable. But she has no idea how well fortified the anti-Vatican is. She has no idea how far his unholiness will go to protect his interests. My God, you're actually more magnificent than I remember, Vampirella. I used to tell people you were like a goddess. I'd forgotten the smell, like iron. If this is a come-on, I don't do old nuns. I don't think we've ever met before. You changed my... Mother Superior, more bad news. I'm sorry. Von Christ's in Rome. So, you're pretty old. Signor Von Christ. I mean, like I only joined the black line... Excuse me. I only joined the bloodline back in the 60s. La Dolce Vita, huh? It's just, I don't think I ever met any other vampire like you. Understand this, I am not a vampire. I am not a zombie. I am Von Christ. In 1918, at the end of the war, I was an officer in the Prussian army. No words can describe the scale of the slaughter and the desolation. It was like the world had ended. I saw men being eaten by dogs. I saw what looked like a giant worm trying to bury itself in the dirt. And only when I heard it screaming the name of its mother did I realize it was what was left of a human being. And in the midst of it all, I met a man. And we played cards. If I lost, he told me, I would forfeit my soul. If I won, I'd have my heart's desire. Never play cards with that gentleman. Damn, you lost? Don't be ridiculous. I was an excellent card player. I won. I got my wish and lived forever. Only to find that death is a necessary evil. Death liberates the soul, allowing it to grow. My soul, trapped in a body that could not die, became stunted and sour and rotten. When your enemy has something you want, you have already lost. Even in full strength, I would hesitate to face both Vampirella and the Sisterhood. But now we have something Vampirella wants. So let's make her walk straight into hell to get it. The unique habit worn by members of the Sisterhood is a masterpiece of microtechnology. The retractable claws can, of course, be dipped in holy water for maximum damage. Oh, hold on. There's a little more to this suit, guys. It's liquid chastity latex, seamless and impenetrable. The habits are also capable of generating a single high-intensity flash which stimulates dawn light and has been known to cause retinal and tissue scarring in vampires. You can activate this effect by shouting Fiat Lux. Micropores secrete a synthetic garlic oil, handy for slipping out of tight situations, Vampirella. Blow on the finger pad, you'll generate a subliminal white noise field, which renders you completely silent, even on the higher frequencies which vampires normally hear. Neat. Who pays for all this stuff? The Little Sisters of the Poor make regular collections. We have a nun on every street corner. What do you think you're doing? She wanted to try on one of our habits, Mother Superior. I thought it might suit her. I wasn't talking to you, Dunstan. I don't really think we can allow you to wear that, Vampirella. This is a vampire hunting order. And you're a vampire, aren't you? I won't tell if you won't. You really didn't expect me to just leave Dixie in the hands of a sadistic bastard like Von Christ, do you? I know how to hunt vampires. Why is that, I wonder? Why are you so eager to kill your own kind unless... Listen to me. Dixie will be safe for a little while longer. I know. I was there. Before I was Mother Superior, my name was Dixie Fatoni. I always hated it. Nice try. Don't waste my time even trying to explain that one. You have a lot to learn, Vampirella. I only need a few minutes to teach you. Dixie will be safe until then. This dark ampule contains pure holy water, a substance as corrosive as battery acid to a vampire. Splot! So why is it that your lovely skin is untouched, my dear? The crucifix has no power to repel you. Have you never wanted to know what you really are? Sit down for just a few more minutes. Let me tell you about the end of the world. Next, Vampiricon, the secret origin of Vampirella. Ooh, I like this art. Holy War, Part 2, covered by Louis Small Jr. I think it is Louis Small Jr. Rob Stoll and Brian Haberlin. Rome. Hard to believe this was once the heart of the world. And this is the world's black heart, Il Palazzo di Giacco Rosso, or Giacio Rosso, 10 centuries ruined, so Mother Superior says. The Palace of Red Ice, the anti-Vatican of the Vampire Church. Here the future will be slaughtered, so Mother Superior says, if you care about prophecy. Me, all I care about is Dixie. Give it up, Fatoni. What hope can you still have in this hell on earth? Don't even imagine you have the slightest chance of surviving. What makes you any better than this one? Nothing. The only question is whether I kill you or leave you to them. Take my word, survival is overrated. Your unholiness. This is the Black Pope, girl. Keep the Superfly jokes to yourself. To yourself, rather. If you get it, the Black Pope. Yeah. What's she doing here? I told you, if she lives, my reign dies. The Black Bishop warned me. Or do you play at betraying me? I perfected betrayal, Von Christ. Play against me, and you lose. She's bait! For Vampirella, ah, she's your responsibility. She outlives Vampirella by not 1 second, do you understand? Your Excellency, something approaching. It's moving too fast to identify. You can't go in, she said. Dixie will be safe, she said. I mean, how could she know that? And Mother Superior said again, and again. I am Dixie Fatoni. I lived. It's you the Black Pope killed. And when you died, you took the future with you. Isn't that why I'm training, so I can get him first? If sparring is all we're going to do, you're wasting my time. The Sisterhood has trained us since we were children. Did you expect to learn all our skills in an hour? I don't even have an hour. Patience is a virtue, Vampirella. Are you truly prepared for anything? Wooden stakes and way more than I can handle. That's playing dirty, Mother. I knew there was something I liked about you. But after some of the things I've fought, this is nothing. I expected something tougher. We work in mysterious ways. Boom! Boom! And now you're dead. Even you can't watch everything at once. That's why he'll kill you. I'm still going after Dixie. And humanity will be reduced to a crop raised and harvested like cattle because you wouldn't listen. That's the future, Vampirella. I know. I come from there. You could have stopped it. But you didn't live. You're taking orders from the Black Bishop now. I take advice. Click! You don't outrank him. Excuse me. Don't you outrank him? Shut up, Von Christ. He's not that kind of bishop. Whatever it is, security, take it down. Yes, Your Excellency. We've lost sight of Vampirella. First unit, move in. Remember, her survival is our priority. Incoming... Incoming is destroyed, Your Excellency. Don't believe that for a second. Not if it was Vampirella. Not until I personally extirpate the resilient bitch. Hold this one for me. Don't be fooled by her callow, clean, scrubbed looks. She's lethal. If I come back to find her dead or gone, I'll roast you alive in a nice garlic sauce. Hang in there, Dixie. I'm coming. Baby. Vampires. I can hear vampires. The sickly wheezing way they breathe. I can smell them. Where are they? Nothing here but ruins. Glass floors? Red glass? The palace of red ice. Now I get it. Beautiful. Bloodsuckers who live in glass houses. 10 years I was trapped in that horror. Hiding, living like an animal, as everything I knew was ground into rubble forever. What Von Christ made me do to my father, that was paradise by comparison. You're insane. Throwing your life away when you don't have to, that's insane. After you died, do you know how I survived? As their toy. You swore to Dixie you'd never let anyone hurt her again. You lied. Crash! 6 months after your death, vampires swarm in from hell by the thousands. Humanity fights, but every vampire that falls leaves a dozen victims to take his place. Hi, remember me? Something about boots and blood? Brittany, isn't it? I'm always thinking of you. Within 3 years, it's all over. A scattered resistance fights for the rest of the decade, but it's too late. The world is theirs. If you go into the anti-Vatican, your life will have meant nothing. Blood plasma. The walls are filled with plasma. Absolutely nothing. And I'm supposed to take your word for this? You don't believe me. Nice weapons. Some of these, a new chastity latex suit, that might even the odds some. But you're not saying the only thing that matters. Tell me you know Dixie lives if I don't go in. I can't. Fact, fact, fact. That's Von Christ! What the hell? Let me shed some light. Fiat Lux! Ah! Watch the sunlight burst. We can't waste them. Let's go put an inquisition on these suckers. Bazookas, wide spray, fire! Well, I'll be damned. I love a girl with big bazookas, but you're getting Freudian about it. Crack! Time to consummate our love, Brittany. Sorry I can't lick you all over. But others will be right along to do that, you bleeding bitch. Boom! Ah! Vampirella! Don't be a snob. Boom! Join the party. You're just in time for hors d'oeuvres. When they're done with you, I'll feed them Dixie. Boom! Do you hear something? We're under attack. Damn it, the girl. That was Von Kreis' chair. He'll feed our hearts to the dogs for that. There's an Alpo flavor you never hear about. Think they'll like it on a stick? Slut! Fuck! I wish! Cool swords, guys! Crappy TV, though. Nobody on it speaks English. I'm gonna regret this, but this control collar has got to go. Skrrrzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz After all, you survived to be dragged down by some degenerate Third Reich courtiers. You disappoint me, Vampirella. We wouldn't want that, now would we? These garlic smoke grenades will scatter your vampire cronies, and the Sisterhood's monitors picked up the signal Dixie's control collar transmits. You've lost this time, Von Christ. You've led me right to her. When she's safe, I'll be back for you. Very scary. If I had a pulse, I'm sure it'd be racing. By the time you find your little girlfriend, I'll be doling out her scraps. Your unholiness, everyone's getting sick. Don't be such a Christian, you bloated sack of pus. It's merely garlic. But, deal with it. Switch on the vents. Arm everyone. A terrorist is loose in the palace. You're too kind, Cardinal. I need your robes and your blood. I see someone's been busy. Poor little Dixie. So much effort for nothing. I think I'll have her crawl back to me this time. What, her control collar? Those idiots! Still, this is what traps are made of. Something moved down here. I saw it. Oh, shit! Don't go in there! The Cardinal said check everywhere! Are you insane? That's his study! What on earth? Dixie, it's me! The nuns gave me a tracker for your collar. I can get it off you. This is one of those awkward moments, isn't it? I'm afraid she gave both of us the slip. Interesting tools the nuns use. This belonged to Brittany, I believe. It's frustrating. I had such plans for her. You'll just have to do. Tack! Ow! Tack! All those cuts are costing you a lot of blood. You must be getting weak. Go ahead, you bastard. Just try to kill me. Kill you? No, I've tried that. It never seems to take. I can accept defeat. You can't be killed. But that's fine. You can help me keep up my skills. It'd be nice to work on someone who lasts for a change. And when it was that the Christ was condemned, he despaired. You read excellently, child. The sunlight keeps vampires away. The book is not for them. I never dreamed you'd come here. Read while you still have light. By tomorrow, no one will recognize you. In a year, you won't recall what you looked like. In a century, a millennium, who knows what I'll think of. We have all the time in the world. You will never die, Vampirella, but I guarantee you'll live to regret it. Next, Day of Wrath. Ooh, I like that art too. Holy War, Part 1, alternate cover by Joseph Linsner. Okay. Holy War, Part 3, cover by Louis Small Jr., Rob Stoll, and Dan Kemp. And he was buried and descended into hell. The Queen of Hell, whose name is Lilith, appeared to him, and he was sore afraid. And she spake to him, saying, "You, who have betrayed all you know and love, I call you child, for in my image have you been reborn. To each age is born a new race of vampire, replacing the old, for we are the shadow of man, and must grow with him. In this new era of the godson that your actions have birthed, you shall be lord and father of shadows beyond all others. Go forth in the new age of the lamb, learn what new rules govern you, slaughter the lamb if you can. Go forth and turn the night into fear. And on the third night he rose from the dead. This can't be true. Frightening, isn't it? In 2,000 years, you're the first to read that. You won't live to repeat it. In his library, the Black Pope allowed Dixie Fatoni a glimpse of his past while they waited for the end of light. At 16, and ignorant of the future, she thought she had seen more horror than most would ever know in their lives. All I knew of Vampirella was that she was hunted by the monster, Von Christ. I've given up on trying to kill you, Vampirella. You're going to live forever. The bad news, so am I. 40 years ago, I was Dixie Fatoni when Von Christ dragged me like an animal through these catacombs. Today, I stalk them with the Sisterhood of the Red Nuns, praying God and our special training will see us through. I'm going to carve you over and over for the rest of our long, long lives. I always wanted a hobby. 10 years in the future, I jumped from hell on earth to 30 years in the past. My faith is weak. I march through my past and I fear. My role today may not be a slayer or avenger, but witness once again to the second fall of man on earth and the end of Vampirella. You don't belong in the Anti-Vatican. Kill them! Vampires were armed for them with the oldest knowledge and the latest technology. Sator of the Thronus! Is aqua benedictus! Laser sights burn crosses into them, pinning them with tears sharper than any blade. Computerized, the guns auto-fire when sensors see the target is frozen in its tracks. Some old ways remain the best. The stake is still the finisher of choice. God's blessing still turns any water holy. Even what's in the filthy plasma muck of this place. Ut hoc libera, nos ab omnibus malis. This has to be Grant Morrison's work. So, a little side note. This is a Grant Morrison story. And for those of you that went through the entire Invisibles, I know not many of you because I've looked at the views. That's why this is like this, because that's how Grant is. He's real good at developing these huge mythologies. And that's what he did with Vampirella. What the hell was... Excuse me, that is not the right voice for Von Christ. What the hell was that? Yeah! They die, sent back to hell to await their imminent resurrection. What we do changes nothing. I don't recall an ocean of blood plasma last time. Ah, she shows her teeth. You'll be such a tame pet when I'm done with you. Crack! Perhaps the White Bishop was right. Ah! Perhaps we can bump this detail and that little... Excuse me, we'll try that again. Perhaps we can bump this detail and that little things until the past shifts slightly and the future shifts to a new track. Finish them. Every last one. Not one escapes, do you understand? When you're done, get out. Get Vampirella out too if you see her. Wait, I'll come with you. No, do as you're told. Lead good lives. God, it is said, is in the details. But I have no faith in the little things. It sounds like a war out there. They're coming for you. That? No, the Red Nuns are doing my housekeeping. I let them, now and then. Too many of my flock grow lazy and complacent. Fiat Lux! Technology again. Flash of artificial sunlight, strong and merciless to boil the eyes of most vampires and crisp their flesh. Oh, I don't even think Man, this is... Okay, so this is supposed to be read right to left. Yeah, so let me go ahead and go back with that. Better to weed them out now before the apocalypse. Mother Superior's no threat to me. You're the one I was warned about. Don't touch me. Ah, you are dangerous. Trust me. If you knew what's coming for this miserable little dung heap, you wouldn't fight so hard to stay in it. I know. Fiat Lux! Technology again. A flash of artificial sunlight, strong and merciless to boil the eyes of most vampires and crisp their flesh. Argh! But he is not ordinary. And as magnetic needles pierce him, to disorient and dull his senses, I can't control my loathing. Fuh! You brought hell down on us. My sister, my father, my friend, my allies, my future, my world. He is the face of the devil. You stole it all, you bastard. Get out! Mom? He is the beast of the apocalypse. The chrism. The holy oil would fry his followers at touch, but only pains and enrages him. I'm the outcome of your evil spat back to kill you in your nightmare world to come. I want to tell him everything, put a name and history to my face, and scald him with the depth of my rage. I want him to taste my despair and choke on it. What the hell happened here? How did you do this? Die, vampire! Oh, sorry. I didn't recognize you. Reverend Mom turned the plasma to holy water, like dipping vampires in napalm. She's here? Where? We're leaving, Vampirella. We have orders to take you with. Where? Okay, okay, it's your call. 40 years I've waited to return to... Yeah, okay. 40 years I've waited to return to this room, to take from you what you took from me. Everything! You don't get the future this time. I know, the chosen of Lilith, first of the breed, spared from the frailties of lesser vampires. I know all your secrets. Of course I do. You don't know what I am. I can kill you, Judas Iscariot. Who told you? A wooden stake? That's a bit prosaic. Nothing is less so. The cross. A piece of the one true cross! I'd know it anywhere. The stench of his blood is all over it. He should have broken free. He could have. But he died. Because you put him there. You sold him to the Romans. You think I betrayed him? I loved him. He betrayed me. He was too weak. The meek shall inherit the earth, he said. What good was that to us? All he gave us was religion. Ah! We needed a revolution. I would have died for him. I wanted to slay him before Vampirella arrived and derail fate. Damn you! I was foolish and proud. My fate, it seemed, was to witness, not to act. To witness the end. Run! You can't stop him. Nothing works. I have to, Dixie. It's the only way to get you out. Stay on the other side of the daylight, where he can't touch you. You must be Vampirella, the Sunwalker. Quite a reputation. Von Christ tells me you're hard to kill. Ask that sanctimonious nun how easy I am. I've slain my share of vampires, an entire race of them. Filthy little dirt-eating maggots. At Lilith's command, I exterminated them to make room for my breed, without a second thought. Why would I waste any more thought on you, Lilith? My mother? Your? To each age is born a new race of vampire, replacing the old, for we are the shadow of man and must grow with him. Oh, my God! This age can't be ending! She can't have sent you to replace me. You can't be the first of the next breed. You're insane. Thump. My mother charged me with destroying all the monsters she spawned. That's you, monster. The sisterhood had outfitted her with a suit of chastity latex and boots marked with the sign of the cross. How do I help her? Tell me. You should have left when I told you to. But chastity and symbolism meant nothing here. I did what she asked. I ruled 2 millennia. I built an empire. I've called down the damned apocalypse. Use the stake when you meet the white bishop. Trust him. No! She can't change her mind now! Dixie, don't! I'll send you back to that hellbound bitch in shreds! Now I understand the Black Bishop's warning. You're the tools Lilith chose to overthrow me. She must be senile or daft. Stop squirming, girl. I need to make an example of you. In a few minutes, you will be one of us, and then you can kill Vampirella. Mother Superior, if you can hear me, water! Her body's made mostly of water! Yes, of course. Ceter Althothronus is Aqua Benedictus. Od hoc libera nos ab omnibus malus. That was when the miracle occurred. At her urging, I acted, and my actions finally bore fruit. Gah! The blessing made her poison to him. And more, my blood was now blessed as well, for I was Dixie, and what changed her changed me. My blood was all over him. It was all he could think of. Rot in hell, Iscariot. Walk! At the end, I watched Destiny change, and I was at peace. Look what you've done! You haven't won anything! You can't stop! What will come? Is he a vampire that old? He's lucky he wasn't dust long ago. The anti-Vatican can't stand the cross any more than Judas could. We better get out. She's dead, too. For a second, I thought she was my mother. Who was she? Hopefully no one you'll ever know. She told me so many things. She said I'd die if I came here. It's funny how things work out. Blam! Ah! Vampirella! What took you so long? I detest waiting! So the beast is dead. Maybe I'll shed a tear someday. As I recall, we were discussing carving. Start with a wing, then a little white meat. What would you prefer? Breast or thigh? Bastard! You're next, little girl. Don't rush me. I hate you! Excuse me. Wrong character. I hate you! Of course! Ka-crack! You murdered my sister! You murdered my father! You shot him! All I did was put a gun to your head! You could have died for him, but you were weak! Don't whine to me about... Ugh! Chalk! Where are my legs? I can't feel my legs! What are you doing? I need blood. Stop that. Get away from there. I'll gut you alive and feed you your own intestines. Why don't you shoot her? Maybe you're asking yourself, where's my gun? Remember what you forced me to say when you made me pull the trigger on my father? He was not a greasy wop, you kraut scumbag son of a bitch. Bam, 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 bam. It's got more bullets in it than it's supposed to, that's for sure. Feel better? How could you do that? His blood. When I'm weak, I need blood. Blood is blood. I'm a vampire. I want to go home, or somewhere. Anywhere but here. Please. It's okay, Dixie. It's okay. Let's go home. The end. That was the end of Von Christ. Brilliant villain. I thought he was written so well. And I had a feeling that the Black Pope was Judas. That was one thing. I was like, oh yeah, I'll bet that's Judas Iscariot. Because they said that I am the king of deniers, and of course that's going to be Judas. Let's see. There's some old interviews in here. Amanda Connor has an interview here. I don't think I want to sit and read this whole interview. We'll save that for, you know, if you want to buy the comic. And this was Mark Miller and Grant Morrison. Now, I don't think what I read was Miller. I think I read, it definitely felt like Morrison, but I think Miller is the next story. Let's see. 25th anniversary special, The Blood Red Game. Okay. This is not in my reading order. So, yeah, we won't be doing this one right now. We're supposed to read The Queen's Gambit next. So, all right, guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Vampirella, because we got a whole nother one to do, and, maybe I got enough time if I can find that to give you that next. We'll see. For now, though, I'm out. See you next time. Oh, and if you liked the video here, it wasn't our best, but I did think that my portrayal of Von Christ was pretty good. Like, subscribe, and maybe I'll do the Patreon thing eventually. I keep saying that, but I don't know when it's going to happen. So, all right, guys, I'm out. See you next time.